This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Baruch Mabam. We're going to speak about Haggadah Shel Pesach and the Yom Tov of Pesach. And actually, this shiur is many weeks in the making. I actually had the main idea of the shiur many weeks ago when we spoke about Einoid Movadoi the first time around. But I was waiting for Pesach because this is most relevant to the Yom Tov of Pesach. Okay, so let's begin backward. That's always a good place to begin. Let's start with the song Echad Mi Yodea. Echad Mi Yodea. We know the penultimate passage of the Haggadah is Echad Mi Yodea, which I know in many Gevaldig Shiurim, they spoke about it last night as well. And it seems like somewhat of an odd way to begin, Echad to end the Seder. You know, it's a little bit anticlimactic after spending the whole night speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the great miracles and all the different pshatim. It seems like we end off with, excuse the expression, something like some type of children's riddle. What is this all about? Why does the Seder end? Echad Mi Yodea. The truth is, in all the Sephardic Haggadahs, it does not appear. In the original Sephardic Haggadahs, it does not appear. Probably by now it's made its way into the Sfaradik Haggadahs, but it does not apply in any of the original Haggadahs of the Sfaradim. It only comes in the Ashkenazic Haggadahs. And in the Haggadah Marbel Saper that was published in 1791, he brings that where did they get Echad Mi Yodea from and where did they find Chad Gadya? They found it in a Beis Medrash in Garmaiza in Germany, in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Elazar mi Garmaiza, the Roikeach. But we still don't know why did they establish to say it Lel Seder? Was it have to do with Pesach? And why at the very end of the Seder? Echad Mi Yodea. What's Echad Mi Yodea doing over there? But we have absolutely no idea. And the author of the Haggadah, Hamar B'Lasaper, suggests that we go through 13 numbers in Echad Mi Yodea, and it's an explanation of the 13 Dayenus until Knisas Eretz Yisrael. Okay. In the Haggadah Chachmei Yerushalayim of Rabbi Shlomo Aaron Wartheimer, he says something fascinating. He says he found on an ancient manuscript that indicates that Echad Mi Yodea is at least a few hundred years old. And if you look carefully, you'll see Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, followed by Echad Mi Yodea. And then he realized, you know what Echad Mi Yodea is? It's a piyut. What's a piyut on? It's a piyut on Shema. So why would Shema be at the end of the Haggadah, and why do I need a piyut on Shema? So he says, very pashut. It used to be they would daven the first night of Pesach very early. Why? Because they wanted to get home, and people should still be awake, and the kids should be up. So they daven Marv early, and they said Kriya Shema before the Zman. So by the time the Haggadah is over, the last thing on your mind is to repeat over the three parshas of Shema, but that's exactly what you need to do to be Mekayim in the Mitzvah D'oraisa. So they would put Shema at the end of the Haggadah. The only thing is, who's going to remember to say Shema? You know, to say Piyutim, everybody's game. Everybody's... Avada, you say, you don't have to say Kriya Shema Lamita.
Yeah.
But you have to be mekayim the d'oraisa of shach b'chov kumecha. You don't need protection, but you need to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. Kriyas Shema shel shachris. They daven early. They don't daven 50 minutes after shkia. The truth is, there's not one shul in the world that davens bizman on a yom tif. Every Shabbos Friday night, every yom tif night, you come home. You got to repeat over the three parashiyos of Shema. So in order to remind people to say the Shema, they put Shema at the end of the Haggadah, and then they put Echad Mi Yodea as a piyut to remind people to say over the Shema. Then when times changed and people started davening a little bit later, so they took Shema out of the Haggadah, but Echad Mi Yodea remained in the Haggadah. That's the pshat of the Haggadahs Chachmei Yerushalayim Rav Shlomo Aaron Wartheimer. In the Ion Tefillah of the Oitzar HaTefillos, he brings down basically Echad Mi Yodea. It's a simple scam. It's a simple technique. You know, we want to keep the kids up. So the whole night, see, the kids make a very big mistake. The truth is not their fault. The Rabbeim tell them to do this. They prepare books and books and books and books of Divrei Torah, which is no mitzvah to say Divrei Torah the night. It's not a night to say Divrei Torah. There's no mitzvah on the kid to say anything. The mitzvah is on the father to tell the kid. It doesn't say in the Torah, V'higadeta l'avicha b'yayim ha'hu leimar, b'avur zeh. There's no mitzvah on a kid to say Divrei Torah at the Seder. The mitzvah is on the father. The father tells the kid. But lots of luck trying to do that, right? But really, the correct way to do it is the kid sits politely. So here the kid's sitting for 5 hours at the Seder, listening to his father, Darshan, say over what happened. The kid's not engaged. So he has nothing to look forward to. So they made Echad Miyodea, which is basically a engaging piyut. Echad Miyodea. Anybody know one? So one kid raises his hand. Yeah, I learned in the cheder. There's one Ribbono Shel Olam. Echad Miyodea. And all the other kids chime in. Echad Eloikeinu Sheba Shemayim Varetz. That's what the Iyun Tefillah suggests is the reason for Echad Miyodea. Basically, it's an engaging way to keep the kids involved in the Seder. Because otherwise, they have no role in the Seder. They ask Manish Tana, and then they're done. They're done for the night. Maybe they'll ask, why do we lift up the Kara? Maybe they'll ask, why do we grab the matzah? But that's it. That's their only role in the Seder. The rest of the night, the father's talking. There's even a shaila in Halacha. Could you go to, let's say a parent has children. Could he go to his father's Seder? Think about it. Think about what happens when you go to your father's house for Pesach. You're losing the whole mitzvah. Because now it's the grandfather's table. Now the grandfather is talking to the grandkid. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, but he got it to Leven Bincha Bayem HaHuleymar. The mitzvah is for the father to tell the kid, and all the poskim discuss. Could somebody go? How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? If you're going to your father's house, maybe you're appointing your father a shliach. Could you appoint a shliach for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? What? So there's a svara in Vayagid Moshe. He brings then that since Hamalamed Ben Benoit Torah, Kilu Kibla Mehar Sinai, maybe also if you tell your kids about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's also a special inyan. But in the ideal sense, so therefore the kids don't really have that big of a role, how times have changed, and therefore to keep them up, we have the period of Echad Miyodea.
What are you keeping them up? It's the end of the Seder. The guy hearing the Seder is sleeping already. So why do you want to get them?
Because the Rambam says you're supposed to stay up as late as you can until you're gripped with sleep. So the Seder's over, but you can't go to sleep yet. Sleep has to take you over. So we want to keep them up as late as possible. Okay, we're going to explore tonight a new reason, a new pshat for Echad Miyodea, what it's doing at the end of the Seder, and how it's really a pivotal message for the conclusion of the Seder. Marvar Aboisai, let's go to Parshas Yisroi. Vayichad Yisroi. Yisroi rejoiced. Al kol ha-toiva over all of the greatness, all of the goodness, asher asa Hashem liYisrael, that God did to the Jewish people, Asher Hitzila Miyad Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, what does it mean Yisrael rejoiced for all the goodness? What are all the toivas that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael? Says Rashi, the man, Yisrael was very happy about the man, and the be'er, Yisrael was happy about the well, and VaHaTorah, he was happy HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. V'al kulan, and above and beyond everything, Asher Hitzila Miyad Mitzrayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. What's the big toiva that Hashem saved Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim? Says the Rashi, Ad Achsha, because until now, Lo Haya Eved Yachal of Rayach Mi Mitzrayim. No Eved ever escaped from Mitzrayim. Shehoysa Ha'eretz Mesugeres, the land was locked up. It was a locked up land. Ve'elu Yatsu Shishim Riboy. And these Klal Yisrael left 600,000. So it was a big toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Klal Yisrael, because until this time, no Eved ever escaped from Mitzrayim. And for the very first time, Klal Yisrael, a whole nation, 600,000 Jews, escaped from Mitzrayim. Look at the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Shehoysa ha'aretz misugeres. The land was sealed shut. What does that mean? What does Rashi mean, the land was sealed? How was the land sealed? What was it sealed with? So the Chida writes something, I heard this many times, I didn't quite know what's the makar of this. The Chida brings down from the Sefer Lechem Dima. Lechem Dima is Rav Shmuel di Uzida, a Talmud of Arizal. He says that a Mitzrayim, which was the heart of Kishuf, it was the heart of black magic of witchcraft, says the Chida, Asu Kishuf, Deshum Eved Lo Yuchal Latzeis. They did magic, they did Kishuf, that no slave ever got out of Egypt. That's why Egypt was called the house of slaves. You know why it was called the house of slaves? Because nobody ever got out. You were born a slave, you died a slave, and that's it. Nobody ever escaped from Egypt. And in fact, the Chida in his Haggadah, by the way, the Chida wrote five different Haggadahs. The Chida in one of his Haggadahs, called Batei HaNefesh, he writes, he addresses a very famous kasha. I see we have some Levium here tonight. We even have Levium straight from Eretz Yisrael. Do Levium celebrate Pesach? Question. Do Levium celebrate Pesach?
Yes.
Why? What are they celebrating Pesach for?
They
got out of Mitzrayim. They weren't doing anything in Mitzrayim. They were sitting and learning in Mitzrayim. So why do they have to celebrate Pesach? Let them go straight from Purim, straight to Shavuos.
What?
They're happy for us. They also have them one day of Pesach. 7 days? How happy are they? You know? Now we're talking. Okay. So the Chida says that the reason why Levium celebrate Pesach, he has a whole long marach about this, is that even though the Levium did not have to do work in Mitzrayim, but they were stuck there, they were jammed there. Mitzrayim was surrounded by Kishuf, and the Levi, you're right, didn't have to do anything there, but there's no way out. So he's labeled an Eved, he has a shame Eved, he's called Eved, so practically he doesn't have to work, but he's still stuck there. And the Chidah says the reason why Levium observed Pesach is because they were also stuck in Mitzrayim with no way out. If you started in Mitzrayim, you died in Mitzrayim. Nobody ever escaped Mitzrayim. So I saw something, I couldn't believe it. It was mamish a davar nifla ad ma'ayr. How many times in Sefer Bereishis does it say the word Mitzrayim? I don't know, I would have thought many, many times. It doesn't say it ever. The word Mitzrayim does not appear in Bereishis except for one time. Does not say one time, except when it talks about the sons of Cham, Uvnei Cham, Kush, Umitzrayim, Ufut, Ukanan. So it doesn't even talk about the country Mitzrayim one time. Does not say the word Mitzrayim. So you say, what do you mean? Avram went down and the brothers went down. No, it says Mitzrayim, to Mitzrayim. But it does never, ever says Mitzrayim. Until we get to Sefer Shemois, Vayavidu Mitzrayim. First time. As soon as the slavery begins, it says the word Mitzrayim. What's the pshat? Listen to this. Mitzrayim starts with an open mem and has at the end of it an open mem. Because in Sefer Bereishis, you could enter Mitzrayim and you could exit Mitzrayim. You go in through the open mem, you come out through the open mem. The Avodah, the Sheba, didn't start yet. Oh, Vayavidu Mitzrayim, the doors are open on the way in, but on the way out, they're sealed shut. It's Mitzrayim with a sealed mem at the end. In Sefer Bereishis, it does not say the word Mitzrayim once. In Sefer Shemois, Ve'ele Shemois Meza Haba Mitzrayima. Once they got in, the doors shut, closed, and nobody was ever able to get out. I'm Shoyim Benoira, I never realized that. So the Sefer Vayesoif Yosef, he brings down, who here wants to learn Kishuf? Yeah, we have some takers, okay? It says, Tamei Chachamim need to know even Kishuv to be able to be Dan, you know, the Mechashifim. So here we go. How did they do Kishuv to keep an Israel in? Basically, the Vayes of David says Mitzrayim had 10 doors. Each door, they had a tzura of a different chaya or a different behemo or an adam. And these tzurais were actually came alive through Kishuv. And nobody was able to escape. As soon as someone escaped a door, the tzura by the door would start to bark and howl and scream. That was like the alarm, and then they would chase after the guy. And that was the rest was history. That's what? How did Ephraim get out? You know, you had to be there. That's actually a few people asked me that when we had the shir about the Bnei Ephraim. When the Bnei Ephraim left early, they wanted to know how they got out. So it could be. They were Bnei Yosef. Bnei Yosef maybe was above that. Okay. But be it as it may, Mitzrayim was sealed shut. Nobody ever escaped. It was Mibes Avadim. You're born in Mitzrayim. You die in Mitzrayim. You came in the open mem, and the mem sealed shut. Mitzrayim became Mitzrayim. By the way, this was not the only time Mitzrayim used Kishuv to sort of seal shut what they needed to seal shut. We have a Masoira. The Medrash tells us in Shemais Rabbah that at the end of the 210 years, Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for something while the rest of Klal Yisrael was looking for the spoils. Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for the Atzmos Yosef. He couldn't find it. He didn't know where the Atzmos Yosef was. So the Medrash wants to know, how did Moshe find it? Where were the Atzmos Yosef? So one pshat in the Medrash is they dumped him in the Nile, and Sarach Bas Asher showed them where Yosef was dumped in the Nile. But then the Medrash says a very interesting pshat. Yosef was locked away in the palace. And the Mitzriah made dogs of gold with kishuf, that if anybody comes there, the dogs would bark. And these dogs would bark so loud, you could hear it 40 days away. That's how loud. These are loud barking dogs. You never heard dogs like this, I'm telling you. I'm saying I've heard loud dogs, the, nothing compared to the gold kishuf dogs that protected Yosef HaTzadik. It's very interesting. Two things were protected by kishuf: the bones of Yosef, and Bechlau, the whole land of Mitzrayim, was sealed shut with kishuf. So now the question is, so how did we get, first of all, how did we get the bones of Yosef? And second of all, how did we get out of Mitzrayim? Kishuf is a real thing. You know, kishuf is a powerful force. Kishuf, the Gemara says in Chulin, we're about to see. Kishuf, why is it called kishuf? Shemakchishin pamal yishamala. It weakens, it contradicts the Ribbono Shel Olam. Meaning the Ribbono Shel Olam allowed there to be a force that could really, almost, so to speak, oppose him. So how did we get out? What was the power through which we got out of Mitzrayim? What was the power through which we were able to access the bones of Yosef? So Rabbeisai, let's go back to this Gemara in Chulin. This is the Gemara that we learned the last time we examined this topic. The Gemara in Chulin Adav Zayinim and Beis, the Gemara tells us first of all about the Yemim. The Yemim are the white donkeys. The Gemara says, why are they called Yemim? Because they inspire fear on all of mankind. Reb Chanina said, nobody ever came to me after being kicked by a white donkey and survived. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? There are a lot of people that got kicked by white donkeys and survive. The Gemara says, no, they survive, but they're not healed. So Gemara says, but we see they are healed. No, but if they have a white tip on their foot, they'll never be healed. And I could vouch, I never met anyone that was ever kicked by a white donkey who has a white-tipped foot that was cured from that blow. I've met many people over the years. I never met anyone who was kicked by this white donkey. Again, not any white donkey, a white-tipped foot donkey. Nobody was ever cured. The Gemara continues. Einoid Melvadoi. There's no one but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Chanina va'afilu kshof, even kishuf. So think about it. Think about what the Gemara is saying. Einoid Melvadoi. There's nobody but the Ribbono Shel Olam, even kishuf. As if what? There's a havamina that kishuf somehow could take on the Ribbono Shel Olam, apparently, from the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Einoid Mavada could even overcome kishuf. Apparently, nothing else in the world could overcome kishuf. Kishuf is the most powerful force in the world, other than the concept and the yesoid that a person understands and recognizes that there's no other power and force in this world other than the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. But if a person is weak in that belief, kishuf overcomes everything. And the Gemara continues. The Gemara says a story. There was a woman that was trying to take dust from under the leg of Rabbi Chanina. If she would have taken that dust, she would have killed him. Chas v'sham. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina sort of felt, and he says, don't worry, take the dust, I'm not worried. Ein oid mavadoi. So Gemara says, ein oid mavadoi? Kishuf could overcome even ein oid mavadoi. The Gemara says, "V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo menikur shman kshafim, shemakchishin pamal shamala." Why wasn't he afraid? What do you mean, "Einoid mavadoi"? Kishuv is makchish Hakadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachal. If we could say such a thing, so the Gemara says, "No, he had extra zuchusim. He had extra einoid mavad." Meaning, if you believe with absolute commitment, with every fiber of your being, that all there is in the Ribbono Shel Olam, all there is in the world is the Ribbono Shel Olam, even kishuf is not an opposing force. So let's examine this in the following way. We know that in Parshas B'Shalach, before
how did the Bnei Levi escape from having to work?
How did they escape?
They were in Mitzrayim.
They finagled the deal. How?
Oh,
do you remember when Yosef bought all the Mitzrim because they had nothing to pay for the food? So Yosef said, I'm buying everyone but not the Kohanim. Why? This way, when the Yidden are subjugated, they also gave off the clergy of Klal Yisrael. It's an amazing thing. Even Paroi didn't draft yeshiva boys into his army. It's amazing, right? So so here we go. Before B'Shalach, before Moshe Rabbeinu splits the Yamsuf, we have three consecutive psukim of 72 letters. What are the three consecutive psukim? They are Vayasa, Vayavoy, Vayet. Remember, before Kriyas Yamsuf, we have three consecutive psukim of 72 letters. It's a rare thing to have 72 letters in a pasuk, let alone three consecutive psukim. And we gave a shir 72 plus 72 plus 72, 216. The famous 216, Resh Yud Vav, right? 216, that's the most powerful name of Hashem. Rashi and Masechta Sukkah, Tosfos and Masechta Sukkah, say that these three psukim create 72 different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, utilizing a formula called Yoshar Hafach V'Yoshar. You take the first letter of the first pasuk, the last letter of the second pasuk, the first letter of the third pasuk, and the first name of Hashem would be V'Hoi. So if there's 72 names, name number one is V'Hoi, name number 37 is what? Ani. That's Pshat Ani V'Hoi Hoshiana. That's the formula of Yoshar Hafach Yoshar. We've discussed that many, many times in the Shurim. But there's another formula to use. The other formula is Yoshar, Yoshar, Yoshar. The first letter of the first pasuk, the first letter of the second pasuk, the first letter of the third pasuk. That creates Vav, Vav, Vav. Then you take the second letter, second letter, second letter. That creates Yud, Yud, Yud. Then the third letter, the third letter, the third letter. Samach, Vez, Tes. This creates another 72 different names of Hashem using the principle of Yoshar. Yoshar, Yoshar, Yoshar. In fact, how many words are in the third parasha of Kriyas Shema? There's 72 different words in the third parasha of Kriyas Shema. By each word that Arizal says, you're mechavein to one of these 72 shemois, not Yoshar Hafach Yoshar, but Yoshar, Yoshar, Yoshar. I have in my siddur, it gives you which shame for every word in the third parasha of Kriyas Shema. I have it on the sheet over here. So the first word is Vav, Vav, Vav. The second word is Yod, Yod, Yod. The third word is Samach, Veis, Tes. And then Moshe, Ayin, Aleph, Mem. Ayin, Aleph, Mem. In the Siddur, Masuk, Midvash, they give you. So the third parash of Shema, 72 words. Each word corresponds to a different one of the 72 names of Hashem. Not like we do on Sukkot, Ani, Vahoy, but like we do straight. Okay, fine. That's the first Yisoid. Second Yisoid is that there are four koichos of Ra in the world. And we mention it every single night. V'hu racha michaper ovoin. Ovoin is number one. V'lo yashchis. Mashchis is number two. Ovoin is sin. Mashchis is destruction. V'hir b'lo hashav apoi. Af is three. V'lo yoyer kol chamosoi. Chema is four. You got it? There are four powers of evil in the world. Ovoin. Mashchis. Apoi. Chema. Standing, what are, it's Rosh Tevois, Ayin, Mem, Aleph, Ches. The thing is, the Gemara Nedarim says that when Moshe was in the Srashel Bevrasmila, he was attacked by Af and Chema. And until Tzipora realized it's because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do the Bris Milah, so the first Af and Chema swallowed up Moshe, then Tzipora took a knife and she did the Mila, and Af and Chema led up from Moshe, and Moshe then proceeded to kill Chema, and Chema's gone. There's no more Chema in the world. The Gemara even cites a pasuk in Yeshaya, Chema ainli. There's no more Chema. Ain't no Chema around. It's a very well-known song. Ain't no more Chema. Okay? Ain't no more Chema. So there's Avoin, there's Mashchis, and there's Af. But there's no Chema. Ayin, Mem, Aleph. Okay. So there's a siddur. The siddur is from Rav Chanoi Chenuch Me'alask, who is the son-in-law of the Sar Shalom of Belz. Okay? He writes in his siddur, Lev Sameach, that he heard from the Shver, he heard from the Sar Shalom of Belz, that the three koichos hara, Avoin, Mashchis, and Af, Ayin Mem Aleph, remember how many nations were in Canaan? How many nations occupied Canaan? Seven. What were there? Kanani, Chiti, Amori, Chivi, Yevusi, Prizi, Girgashi. Seven. And we conquered all of them. But did we conquer all of them? There's still how many more Umais? How many more Umais are there in Eretz Yisrael? No? Three more. Keni, Kenizi, Kadmoini. Who are the Keni, Kenizi, Kadmoini? Rashi says, Amoin, Moyav, Edoim. Ayin, Mem, Aleph. Amoin Mayav Edaim. Ayin Mem Aleph. Avoin Mashchus Af. Amoin Mayav Edaim. Avoin Mashchus Af. And how do you overcome Ayin Mem Aleph? How do you overcome it? How do you overcome Avoin Mashchus Af? How do you overcome Amoin Mayav Edaim with another power of Ayin Mem Aleph? And that is Ein Oid Movadai. Because what's Kishuv? Kishuv is a koyach hara in the world. Kishuv comes from Avoin Mashchus Af. Kishuv comes from Amoin Mayav Edom. We already got rid of 7 out of the 10. 7 out of the 10. Kanani, Chiti, Amayri, Prizi, Gergashi, Yevusi, they're gone. The only koyachas hara left in the world are Amoin Mayav Edom or Avoin Mashchus Af. And the way to overcome it is, how do we overcome Kishuv? The Gemara says, Ein Oid Movadai. Ein Oid Movadai overcomes even Kishuv, even the forces of evil. We overcome through the power, the belief, the Amunah in Ein Oid Movadai. Therefore, says the Leif Sameach, look at number 18. We're about to go down to Mitzrayim. We're about to go down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the seat of Kishuv. Mitzrayim is the Ervas Haaretz. How in the world are we ever going to get out of Mitzrayim? Yaakovina was very scared. He was very afraid. How are we going to get out of Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is the makam of Kishuv. Hashem says, don't worry. Anoichi, Ered, Imcha, Mitzrayma. Aleph, Ayin, Mem. Einoid Movade. That's all you need. Don't worry about Mitzrayim. Anoichi, Ered, Imcha, Mitzrayma. Through Einoid Movade, there's no worries. There's no problems. Kishuv is nothing. We're not afraid of it. Einoid Movadei va'afilu kshafim. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam consoles Yaakov Avinu, Anoichi Ered Imcha Mitzrayma. By the way, the Shla HaKadosh writes that even though during the week in Haidu we say the Pasuk V'hurachem Yichaper Avon V'lo Yashchus V'hir B'lo Hashvapa V'lo Yer Kachamasai, don't say it on Shabbos. I don't know anyone who doesn't say it on Shabbos. I also don't know anybody who knows that the Shlach says not to say it. But if you would know that the Shlach says not to say it, maybe you would also not say it. It's in my Siddur, don't not to say it on Shabbos. You don't say on Shabbos, V'rachim yichaper avayim v'lai yashchus v'yabal ha-shabbat v'yabal. So the Shvilei Pinchas writes, of course you don't say it on Shabbos. Because what's avayim mashchus enaf? Kishuf. Oh! Shalom Abel says like this, look at number 21. V'yichal elay kimayim mashvi melachdoi asher. Asa, Shabbos is the day that the shame, it's a shame, it's the shame of Mem Aleph Ayin, it's the shame of Einoid Movada is prevalent. Vayishbois Bayoim Hashvi Mikol Melachdoi Asher Asa. Again, Mem Aleph Ayin, that's the shame that takes us out of Kishuv, and therefore some suggest not to say the Pasuk of Huracham on Shabbos. So let's summarize where we're holding for a moment. I'm not sure. I don't know if it says that in my Siddur or not to say it. I think only by in Hoidu. So who's locked up in Kishuv? Mitzrayim is locked up in Kishuv. How in the world are we going to get out of Mitzrayim if Mitzrayim is locked up with Kishuv? The answer is, don't worry. Ered Imcha Mitzrayim. Aleph Ayin Mem. Einoid Movadai. Who else is locked up with Kishuv? Who else is hidden with Kishuv? The bones of Yosef. Ah. Vayash by Yosef Espinay Yisrael Lamar. Yosef made Kal Yisrael swear. Pakoid Yifkar Elikim Eschem. God will remember you. So Kal Yisrael says it's very nice, God will remember, but they're going to lock you up with Kishuv. How are we ever going to get you out of Mitzrayim? So Yosef says, don't worry. Vehalisem Es Atzmoisai Mizeh. Rashi Tevois Aleph Ayin Mem. Ein Oid Movada. Yosef says, don't worry, you have nothing to be scared of. Kishuv, we're not afraid of Kishuv. You're going to get out of Egypt, how? Ered Imcha Mitzrayma. You're going to get my bones out, how? Es Atzmoisai Mizeh. So in the Sefer, Oyalei Shem, I have this Sefer, it's a wondrous Sefer. Oyalei Shem. This is from Rav Shem Klingberg, the Admar of Zolochitz in Krakow before the war. I think he was killed during the Holocaust. And here you have Ramazim Neflaim in the Sefer Oyalei Shem. He says, that's the pshat, look at number 25. Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imay. Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. Ki hashbeya. So the question is, how did Moshe get them out? It's not a question. Moshe es atzmos. Aleph, Ayin, Mem, again. So how did Moshe know Moshe es atzmos Yosef? The answer is ki hashbeya hashbiyas b'nei Yisrael lemar pakod yifkod elikim eschem v'ha'alisem es atzmosai mizeh aleph ayin mem Yosef, they got the bones out. Vayikach Moshe es atzmos. Moshe knew the soid of enoy movade. Why? Ki hashbeya hashbiyas b'nei Yisrael lemar v'ha'alisem es atzmosai mizeh. Okay, Merv Rabbeisai, fasten your seatbelts. Now we're just getting warmed up. So let's try to understand, how does Enoid Movadai overcome Keshav? So we understand that Pisvara, there's a famous Nefesh HaChaim that we learned in the last year on the subject, that the Nefesh HaChaim writes, if a person is misboinen, that there's no kayach in the world other than the Ribon Shalom, then all Hestarim fade away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with you. And we said over different stories this was utilized, the Brisker Rav utilized this school of the Nefesh HaChaim. I spoke to the Shvilei Pinchas this week. I saw in one of his old Sfarim, he quoted a kuntres he wrote called Kuntres Roichev Al Av. It means a kuntres, a booklet. Roichev Al Av, riding on the cloud. Av is spelled Ayin Bez. It's a kuntres explaining all 72 names of Hashem. So I sent an email to the Shvilei Pinchas. Rebbe, you have a kuntres explaining all 72 names of Hashem. Where is this kuntres? How do I get this kuntres? He said he has it in handwriting, but he never published it. So I'm waiting for that kuntres. But the truth is, there's more than 72 names of Hashem. There are 144. Because there's Yosher, 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 and there's Yosher, Hafach, Yosher, right? There's the one that Rashi and Tosfos talk about in Masechta Sukkah. And then there's the one that the Arizal says is for the third parasha of Shema. So I want you to think about the following. Esav HaRasha, when he comes to attack Yaakov Avinu, how many men does he come with?
400
men. Apparently, if Esav's coming with 400 men, 400 is not a good number. Yeah, 400 is like a bad number. Who else uses 400? Ephron charges Avram Avinu how much money? Arba Meos, right? 400. So you see the Rishayim, they're into the number 400. What's 400? Tough. Tough is the last letter of the Aleph Beis. It's a tough letter, right? It's a tough letter. Somebody once said, what simon in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Slichos? Tough, kuf, pei, hey. Why? It's a tough time and you need a lot of coffee, right? That's how you remember. So tough is Esav is using tough and Ephron is using tough. So the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the Talmud of the Baal Shem, brings down a Messiah from the Baal Shem. And the Moreh Naim of Chernobyl is Masber, this Masaira. They say, Mamisha Dover Niflam Oid. They say like this. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, we know, Hashem created Bereishis Bara Elokim, S. God created the world, S, with the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. We know that, right? It says that when Bezalel made the Mishkan, it says, Yodea Hoya Bezalel, Letzareth Ha'isi Yosheh Bahem Nivru Shemayim Aretz. So Hashem created the world with the 22 letters. But here's the process. He started with the letter Aleph. The letter Aleph is Atzilus, is God Himself. Now that's the most revealed dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how Hashem revealed Himself. He's Alufoy Shel Olam. Aleph represents Alufoy Shel Olam, the chief of the world, God. God is commander-in-chief. He then revealed Himself, but less than His essence, in the Torah, which starts with a Beis, Bereishis Bara Elokim. The Torah is not God. The Torah is, we once learned, a me'ein of the Chachma al Yaina. So Aleph is Atzilus, and Beis is the revelation of the Torah. But the Beis of the Torah is more hidden than the Aleph. And then Hashem concealed Himself further in the Gimel. And then Hashem concealed Himself further in the Dalet. And Hashem concealed Himself further in the Hay. Now listen carefully. In what way did HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceal Himself in the greatest possible way to the point where this is the only place in the world where Hashem is not, if we could say such a thing?
Tough.
What is tough? Tough is Bechira. Because the only thing that Hashem isn't and doesn't control, and He gives us free choice. We could come to the Shir, or we cannot come to the Shir. We could daven properly. We cannot daven. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm staying out of it. Hashem was mitzamtzem es atzmo. Now, he confined Himself to create the world. Right? It's in order for Hashem to create the world, He had to be mitzamtzem Himself. He had to confine Himself, step outside of that which He created. What Hashem created is not Hashem. It's what Hashem says. But the greatest symptom of Hashem was Bechira. Bechira is the letter Taf. Taf is Techaya, you could give yourself life, or Taf is Tamas, or you could give yourself the opposite. Bechirta Bechayim. So Hashem created the world with an Aleph. He further concealed Himself in the Beis, further in the Gimel, further in the Dalet, until the letter Taf. So what's the greatest concealment? Kishuf. Kishuf, that's like the furthest thing away from Hashem's revelation. What's the gematria of Kishuf? Kaf, Yud, Shin, Vav, Pei. It's 416. Kaf and Yud is 30. Ari, you're on this? Ari Vadner. Kaf and Yud is 30, and then the Shin is 300, 340, 330. Then the Vav is 6, 336, and then the Pei, 416. What's 416? A Tough. A Tough is not Tough Pei. Tough is Tough Yud Vav. Everybody knows it's not Tough. Tough. That's why people think it's Tough. Now, the Tough is Tough Luck. The letter, it's Tav. The nobody says Tough. Tav is spelled Tough Yud Vav. 416. Kishuf. The letter Tav is Kishuf. What's the opposite of Kishuf? Enoid Movadoi. What's Enoid Movadoi? What's the gematria of Enoid Movadoi? 111. Aleph, Yud, Mem. Right? Aleph, excuse me. Aleph, Ayin, Mem. Ein, Oid, Movadei. 111. Ein, Oid, Movadei. We had a shir in Parshat Vayetze. Ein, Oid, Movadei. Aleph, Ayin, Mem is 111. What letter in the Hebrew alphabet is Gematria 111? Aleph. So Aleph is Ein, Oid, Movadei. Tav is Kishuf. So says the Shvilei Pinchas, now we understand how Enoid Movadoi counteracts Kishuf. Kishuf is Taf Yud Vav, is the final letter of the Aleph Beis. Aleph is 111, is Enoid Movadoi, is the first letter of the Aleph Beis. The antithesis of Kishuf. Kishuf is Hester, Shabbatai, Hester, Shabbatai, Hester, all the way down, 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 down to the letter Taf, Taf Yud Vav, 416. Kishuf is 416. On the other hand, Enoid Movadoi is the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayin, Aleph, Ayin, Mem, 111, 111. Aleph. Aleph is 111. That's how you overcome Kishuf through Enoid Movadoi. Because Enoid Movadoi is the letter Aleph, the most blatant, revealed manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you hold on to that, you're able to overcome even the Hester, Shabbatecha Hester, Shabbatecha Hester, all the way down, 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 down to the final letter of the Aleph base, and that is the letter Taf. It's Oyem Venoira. I think it's Me'ein Ruach HaKadosh. I don't know how a human being could have come up with that. The letter Taf is Gematria Kishuf. The letter Aleph is Gematria Rosh Hatevas Einoid Movadoi. And how the Einoid Movadoi is the Giloy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Kishuf is the Hester of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's why the Gemara says Einoid Movadoi Vafilu Kshafim. Taf represents Vechira because it's we said it's either Techaya or Tamos. Right? But and represents Vechira because the greatest symptom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he allowed space for us to make a free choice. Okay.
I got 416.
You got what?
416 with Kishu. How'd you get 406?
I got also 416. Yeah. Taf Yud Vav is 416. Kishuv is 416. Right, exactly. You're right. You're good. You're good. I think I said 416. If I didn't, I stand corrected. So, 416. Kishuv is 416. Tav is 416. Okay, so where do we see the utilization of Ein Movadoi in getting out of Mitzrayim? First of all, when Hashem came to Yaakov, He said, don't worry, Anoichi, Eired, Imcha, Mitzrayimah. I'm going down with you with Aleph, Ayin, Mem. And therefore, V'Anoichi, Alcha, Gamaloi, and therefore I'll take you out. If you go down...
The mechanics
was, Klal Yisrael reached the recognition through the Messiah that Yaakov Avinu gave over to him. In other words, Ribbono Shel Olam told Yaakov the shame, or the trick, or the focus. The focus has to be Eired Imcha Mitzrayim. The focus has to be Einoid Movadoi. And that's the mechanism which we got out. We got out through V'Anoichi Alcha Gamaloi. We took out what Yaakov Avinu brought down, we utilized to come up. That's how we got the Atzmos Yosef. V'Halisem Es Atzmosai Mizeh. V'Yikach Moshe Es Atzmos Yosef Imai. So these are the illustrations of the power of Einoid Movada. Again, Einoid Movada counteracts Kishuf. What's Kishuf? Af, Avoin, Mashchas, which correspond to Amoin, Mayav, and Edoim. Okay. Marv Rabbeisai, the last time we gave the Einoid Movada shir, I got a call from a Tyra Yid in Williamsburg. He said, there's one more Einoid Movadoi that you forgot about. But before I come to that, I'm going to just tell you one more side, and then we're going to wrap it up. There's a Rashi in Vayechi. Nobody knows Pshat in this Rashi. Until tonight. Rashi says that when Yaakov Avinu was on his deathbed, he's talking to Reuven, and he says to Reuven, Pachas kamayim al toisar, you're impetuous, therefore you're not going to have gedula. You know why? Ki alisa mishkevei avicha, you went up on your father's bed, as chilalta, you defamed, yitsui, my couch bed, Allah, you went up. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, you went up on my bed, oisai shame, the name, Sha'Allah al Yitzuai, that went on my bed, the Hiyashchina, which is the Shechina, you defiled, Oisai Shem, that name. As if Rashi is like being Moira Be'etzba, he's pointing, that shame. What shame here? What shame? We know, who said anything about a shame? Doesn't it says a shame over here? Just say, you defamed the Shechina. Why does Rashi use the Lashon, Oisai Shem? Well, where does Rashi? We know Rashi wrote his parish Baruch HaKadosh. What's Rashi referring to? Oisai shame. Says the Shvilei Pinchas, there's a shame in this pasuk. What's the shame? Alisa Mishkavei Avicha. Which shame is this? Ayim Mem Aleph. Ein Oid Movada. That shame that Yaakov Avinu had on his bed, you defamed it, he tells Reuven. That's the Oisai shame that Yaakov Avinu was referring to. And where did Yaakov get the shame from? So he suggests Yaakov got the shame from his mother. Because remember when his mother told him, go to Lavan. Now what does Lavan specialize in? Who's Lavan? Lavan's Bilam. He is, you know, Minaram Yancheni Balag. He is the king of Kishuf. Yaakov, you know, doesn't want to go there. So Rivka says, don't worry. Esav Achicha Mesnachem Lecha Lahargecha. Esav Achicha Mesnachem. Don't worry, you could go to Lavan. Because I'm giving you the shame. Ayin Aleph Mem. And therefore she says, V'yata b'nish, ma b'koili, v'kom brach l'cha el lavan. So the Tyra you did in Williamsburg, Rav Naftali Tzintz, he's a descendant of Maral Tzintz, direct descendant of Maral Tzintz. He said he heard, and I said, where is it? And he said, he's going to look. And I was waiting weeks. And he says, it's in a rare sefer. So which sefer? Oh, Aleishem. I said, I have it. I have Oel Hashem. Where? What parsha? Parsha's boy. How'd we get out of Mitzrayim? Through what koyach? Ein oin movadoi. What's ein oin movadoi? Ered imcha Mitzrayma. How did we get out of the Kishuv? Nobody ever escaped Mitzrayim. Every door was sealed shut. An Eved was born there. They died there. In Bereshis, it's Mitzrayma, never Mitzrayim. But Vayavidu Mitzrayim. We went in through the open mem. We got sealed shut in the closed mem. How'd we get the bones of Yosef? So the night of the Seder, we need to internalize the message of Ein Oid Movadoi. So Hashem says, you can't just say it. You got to eat it. You can't just say Ein Oid Movadoi. You got to eat Ein Oid Movadoi. So what bracha do we make? Al Achilas Matzah. Al Achilas Maror. Says Oil Hashem. Rosh Tevois. Ein Oid Movadoi. That's the Yisoid of Pesach. I was waiting. I had that in my back pocket for a few months. I was waiting for that. Okay? In the Oil Hashem, he says, look at number 36. V'nei Mavuar, Shamitzriyim, Kashuas, Kol Eretz Mitzrayim, B'kshafim, Shalayuchal Shum Eved Levroyach Misham. Therefore Hashem said, eat matzah, Rosh Etevois, Al, Achilas, matzah, Al, Achilas, Moro. Don't worry about the Kishuv, don't worry about the black magic, don't worry about anything. Einoid Movadoi, you have nothing to worry about. By the way, Einoid Movadoi is Gematria 111, right? Rosh Tevois. It's also the same as La Yielacha, the first lav in the Torah of Avodah Zarah. La Yielacha is 111. Al Achilas Matzah is Gematria La Yielacha Lehim Achirim Al Panai. In case you were wondering. Okay. So then we could say, and the Aruch HaShulchan has a beautiful Haggadah called Leil Shimurim. By the time the night is over, you heard all the Divrei Torah, all the Pshatim, all the Gematrias. There's one bottom line. The bottom line is, maybe there's a Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, and there are 12 Shvatim, and there are 9 months of Leida, and there are 3 Avos, and there are 2 Luchais. But at the end of the day, the Seder ends, Echad mi yodea, echad ani yodea, echad elaykeinu shemashemayim ba'aretz. That's how we got out. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, the early naturalists, they didn't understand tzadikim, rishayim, light, darkness. They thought there were 2 koichos ha'olam. The bottom line at the end of the night, when all is said and done, after the dalet koichos, after you've imbibed, einoid movadai al achilas matzah, einoid movadai al achilas marar, echad mi yodea, echad ani yodea, echad elaykeinu shemashemayim ba'aretz. Obviously, we're going to end with a nice chasidah shemaisa. So Rav Levi Yitzchak Barditchev is walking home on his way to the Seder, and he hears a guy who's already, you know, well into the Seder. He's going, Echad! By the way, you shouldn't say Shema like that. If you read the Shulchan Aruch, you don't say, it's not Kiyas Shofar. you don't change the tone. Echad. That's it. No. Anyway, but we'll have a share maybe how to say the word. But he's going, Echad, Chacham. Echad, Rasha. Echad. So Rav Levi said, why are you saying Echad as if you're saying Shema? He said, I don't know. My father told me you have to be Marach Be'echad. So I'm being Marach Be'echad. So Rav Levi Yitzchak raised up his hands to Shemayim. He said, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael. He says, what's the whole avoid of the night of the Seder? The whole avoda is to reach the madrega of echad elaykeinu shemashemayim ba'aretz. That's the pshat. The tamidim came and they said, Rabbi Seinu, higia zman kriya shema shel shachris. You don't think they knew what time it was? They weren't telling what time it was. They weren't saying it's time for kriya shema. They're saying you are yoytze, you're chiyuv, higia zman kriya shema. You've reached the madrega where you can internalize al achilas matzah, al achilas mora, einoid movade. That's what it means. Higia zman kriya shema. And this year, this Am Haaretz reached the madrega of echad even before he started. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak of Barditchev, shachris is Rosh Tevois, chacham, rasha. Tam she'eno yodei alisha. He gives a man kriya shema shel shachras. So you'd expect then, if this is the clincher of the Haggadah, echad mi yodea, echad ani yodea, that Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he take us out of Mitzrayim? Anoichi eired imcha Mitzrayimah. Eino imovade. And that's how we got the bones of Yosef. V'halisem es atzmoy saimizah. Look at the very end of the Torah, the last pasuk in the Torah. The last pasuk in the Torah describes the gedula, the gevura of Moshe Rabbeinu, ulechol hayad hachazaka, ulechol hamoira hagadol, all the mighty hand and all the awesome great things. What did Moshe do? Asher awesome Moshe. Rashi Tevois, Moshe did everything with the shame, aleph, ayin, mem, ein, oid, movadai. And don't ever forget it. Therefore, the Arizal says, when you say the third parasha of Kriya Shema, back to number 16, Vayoymer is vav, vav, vav. Hashem is yud, yud, yud. El is samach, chav, tes. And Moshe, what's the shame on Moshe? Ayin, aleph, mem, ein, oid, movadai. That's the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's our koyach. That's the limud of the Seder. The bottom line is, when all is said and done, Echad Elokeinu Shemashmayim Ba'aretz. We should be zoicha to internalize this message of Al Achilas Matzah, Al Achilas Morar. We should be zoicha to Gula Shlema B'Yaskal Tzedek M'Her V'Yameinu Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.